It's the Rush Hour 92.5 Gold FM, the show built for the Gold Coast. Jace here. My co-host, the Savo from Queensland Weekender, is Jess Scarrett. She's also from Suns TV and Surfing Australia TV. And you'll catch her on the Lotto Powerball this week.
No, that's in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, yeah. I was going to watch this week.
No.
Oh. No. Oh, well, that's soon. A letdown then, isn't it?
No, I'm all let down, but that's okay.
We're doing it too, thanks to our good mates at Grey Motors Toyota. We get a great deal more. Ferry Road in Southport. One of the biggest news in the world today, which has local ramifications, is the Jennifer Lawrence thing where someone hacked into her computer.
Scary stuff.
And posted nude photos of her around the world. Mm. Now, I don't have nude photos of me at home.
Which is a good thing.
Jess, you don't have any of those floating around
negative,
at home either?
Negative.
Right, okay. I don't know why anyone would want to hack into my computer, but this happens on a daily basis everywhere on the Gold Coast. In fact, it's happening a lot on the Gold Coast at the moment. People sending emails out which are a spam but also contain viruses. Mm. Let's get an expert on the phone. Andy Wells is on the line. He's from techdaily.com.au. Andy, mate, how does this happen?
Well, it sounds like basically someone's basically hacked into your account by basically probably guessing the password to her iCloud account.
But that could be anything. How could that, how could that be? I wouldn't even know where to start. How do these computer geeks know where to start?
Well, I mean, they've got various methods of doing it, but basically, the less secure your password, the easier it is for someone to guess. So the trick is not to have your password be something that, like a word in the dictionary or a group of words in the dictionary. Combination of numbers, letters and symbols is the best way to go.
So it wasn't shared on the iCloud. It was more just directly from her computer. This is scary stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good warning for everyone else, though. It's unfortunate she's had to be a victim, but what it comes down to is, you got to lock up your private things. A bit silly having those photos sitting out there on the web.
It's not that silly.
If you happen to have photos, where do you put them then if you don't want them to be exposed or stolen?
Because we do download our photos, whether they're, nudes or not. I don't have any, by the way, just for everyone out there worrying about that. But we do download them from our phones or our cameras straight under our computers. Mm. Where are we meant to put them then?
Well, no, I think there's anything wrong with keeping things in the cloud, but like I say, you've got to make sure that the way you secure those is through, strong passwords, good security questions, and even little things like with your smartphone, making sure that you actually have it locked when you're not using it. Someone can't just pick it up and start using your accounts.
All right. So is it possible for some geek living in the basement of his mother's house somewhere in the world, is it possible that they can trace what your password is? Because for mine example, I don't know how anyone would know what that is, but is it possible for them to find out what that is?
If you're on an unsecured Wi-Fi network, then potentially yes, they can sniff out the traffic. I think is the term. So again, making sure one of the things to do is make sure you don't use an unsecured Wi-Fi.
Can
network.
I step don't in? I'm technologically challenged. What does that mean? An unprotected Wi-Fi?
Yeah. What does it mean?
Okay. Let's say you're out and about and you see that there's some free Wi-Fi that doesn't require a password to get in.
Like people go to Maccas just to use Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Question that. Yeah, question that. Yes. Steer clear of those. And even your home Wi-Fi network, make sure you've got a password on that.
Yeah, great.
I get scared when I travel overseas or I'm using a computer at an internet cafe to put in my bank. You're doing banking details and passwords into your emails. Is that scary or can you trust computers set up in those places?
I personally try and avoid those things on public computers.
Right.
But if you do take the right steps, it should be okay. But stay off for those unsecure free Wi-Fi networks. Nah, not a great move.
All right, thank you, Andy. Andy Wells from techdaily.com.au. We want to throw it out to the listeners this afternoon. 13 27 10. When have you been hacked? Have you ever been hacked?
No, but I have received emails from friends, and their accounts have been hacked.
Well, there's people being hacked right now. Actually, I've had some friends over the weekend who have been hacked.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend yesterday. I received an email.